If you're by a newsstand this afternoon, you might want to pick up a copy of the Birmingham Post-Herald because come Monday, the paper won't be there anymore. Publisher E.W. Scripps Company says it just can't afford to keep the paper running. In a letter to Post-Herald staff, Scripps CEO Kenneth Lowe says, quote, "Paid circulation of the Post-Herald has declined to a level at which it no longer makes economic sense to continue publishing. The time has come for the Post-Herald to join other great afternoon newspapers that have passed into history," end quote. The Post-Herald does consider itself one of those great afternoon dailies. The paper traces its roots back to the mid-1800s. It officially became the Post-Herald in 1950. The paper made its mark by focusing its energies on long, investigative pieces, tackling subjects like the Ku Klux Klan, life in Inslee, and the experience of immigrants in the state.
Back in the 80s, when I was here, and into the early 90s, it was my favorite newspaper, essentially. I thoroughly enjoyed the work by people like Ted Bryant and so forth, and arguably it was the best paper in the state.
David Perry is an assistant professor of journalism at the University of Alabama. He says it's not just Birmingham that's going to feel the loss of the Post-Herald. He says the paper's closure is a loss for the entire state.
One of the things that I would tend to like to see more of in journalism in Alabama is investigative work. You know, that has not been the strong point of newspapers in the state in general. And the loss of the Post-Herald is obviously not going to help that.
Now, that's a shame to lose that. For one thing, it's good for both papers to have competition.
Michael Hoyt is the executive director of the Columbia Journalism Review.
Often, you know, when the second newspaper dies, the first newspaper sometimes gets so middle of the road and so fearful of tilting one way or the other that they sometimes get bland and don't say a heck of a lot. I'm not saying that'll happen here, but it's a danger.
Not everyone's as convinced the loss of the Post-Herald will hurt journalism in Birmingham. Jan Schaefer, executive director of JLab, the Institute for Interactive Journalism, says there will be other media outlets to challenge the Birmingham News. Schaefer adds it was almost inevitable that one of Birmingham's papers would die out.
The economic model of newspapers is under siege, and it's very difficult for communities to support two of them. There's not the advertising there to do it. It's not the readership there to do it anymore.
The Post-Herald has always been the smaller of the two Birmingham papers, but UA journalism professor Perry says it began its downward spiral when it and the Birmingham News swapped release times in 1996.
Historically, the larger papers have usually been the morning papers, except in industrial-based economies, where a lot of people were working, you know, second shift at the factory and so forth. And then when the economic base of Birmingham shifted, I guess it made sense for the larger paper to become the morning paper. But at that same time, that seemed to take a lot of the wind out of the Post-Herald.
Its circulation now, just 7,500.
It still is a shock for them to actually make the decision to pull the plug.
Matthew Felling is the media director for the Center for Media and Public Affairs.
Although when you're looking at just the bare statistics of having a circulation that's running around 7,000 as opposed to the other newspaper in town, which is probably closer to 160, it makes you wonder how they held out this long.
Felling says afternoon dailies all over the country are crumbling.
The morning newspaper is entrenched in American culture, whereas the afternoons have really been ceded to the cable newscasts and the nightly network newscasts and the local news. So in a sense, the afternoon newspaper has become obsolete.
He says most Birmingham residents may not even notice the Post-Herald's passing. Reaction to the paper's closure was mixed among the Birminghamians WBHM spoke with.
I think the Birmingham News may be able to pick up the loss that the Birmingham Post-Herald will leave, hopefully. I think we'll do okay in Birmingham.
I think that it probably doesn't hurt to have more than one. Give people a choice. I think it's going to be sad to only have one newspaper anymore.
Birmingham is so big, I don't think they can print all they need reprinted. Too many people want stuff printed, and I don't think one can have it.
Birmingham residents sharing their thoughts on the end of the Birmingham Post-Herald. The paper was a fixture in the city for the last 55 years. Today's edition is its last. There's more online at WBHM.org.